Six, five, four, three, two, one.
Hello, 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 everyone. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome one more time again, and it's the World Conspiracy Talk Show with your host Andrew P and the Conspiracy Journey as the conspiracy saga get better and better, deeper and deeper. Conspiracy Talk Show with your host Andrew P and the Conspiracy Journey and the Conspiracy Saga and Conspiracy Radio Share FM Radio. I want to say welcome, 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 welcome all my beautiful listeners. Welcome. And it's the World Conspiracy Talk Show where we deal with facts, not HBO or Cinemax. Okay? And we are the Real Conspiracy Talk Show. We does not talk about Bigfoot beliefs, alien landing in Roswell, and all these sort of things. And today we have a very interesting program, very interesting package lined up for all the listeners. If I may say so myself, very, very intriguing. Very intriguing. I want to say, welcome, welcome once again to all the listeners who take time out to tune into the World Conspiracy Talk Show, ain't it? deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy, okay? Thank you. Conspiracy Talk Show with your host Andrew P on the conspiracy journey as the conspiracy get brighter and brighter, better and better. Okay, all my listeners, very interesting program, very intriguing, if I may say so myself. Okay, today we are going to let the puss out of the bag. Poof. Deep world conspiracy, ain't it? As the conspiracy world talk show is going to be started right about now in
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, all my listeners, yeah. Welcome again, one more time again, all my listeners, for taking time out to tune into World Conspiracy Talk Show. Yeah. Many wishes and greetings goes out to all my listeners, yeah, for taking the time out to tune into World Conspiracy Talk Show. As today we have a lot of issues to iron out, lot of shirts, lot of pants. Yeah. Cross a lot of T's, dot a lot of I's, my listeners. So keep your ears wide open and your eyes also open. Yeah. Yep. World Conspiracy Talk Show. And we have a very intriguing show lineup for the listeners. Yeah, if I may say so myself, very, very intriguing. And on the subject in which we are going to speak about, okay, this is going to be the part two. Yeah, I promise the listeners that the next time I was on air, they will get the follow-up and these stories, because these things really mean a lot to Andrew P. Yeah, because Andrew P was saying these things for a long, long time and was crossing the T's, dot the I's long, long time ago on certain issues, in which I see these issues started to jump up in the media like a casino card game. Yeah, things in which I've been through the fire chamber for many of those things. Yeah, I have been through it for many of those things, which nevertheless, we ain't carry any feelings, any grudge for anyone, because we are all human beings and no one on the face of God Earth is perfect. Okay, but you can't say that Andrew P didn't tell you, and the people cannot say that Andrew P didn't warn them. Yeah, warn them of things which were to come, tragic in which were to happen before it even unfold. Deep state, elite, co-corporate tricks, world conspirators, world globalists, yeah, world government. Deep world conspiracy, ain't it? Yeah, and the conspiracy goes so deep that all my people, we out here may be very shocked to see how deep the conspiracy goes. Ain't it? Very, very deep. And today we are gonna conduct this program in a very intelligent manner, yeah, very intelligent way. Deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy, ain't it? Yeah, and so many things has been going on out here in the world, so many things, and I know my listeners can see things clearly for themselves. Things are starting to be unfold. And many of these things which are started to be unfold. Andrew P was saying these things a long time ago. If you were to go back even on Share FM Radio, the other channel, okay? Yeah. Where there is more episode of World Conspiracy Talk Show than on this one, you will go through many of those programs and see. And even on this device in which I'm streaming off of, there are also many of these things long, long time ago before they began to unfold. Yeah, I was saying many of these things even from in last year, March, when the corona just was introduced to the rest of the world. Ain't it so amazing? Now, there are so many things I have seen in the media, in public domain, in which people start to begin to open their eyes. Even media houses, many of them who used to bash people as conspirator, yeah, and say we are conspirator theory and theory, has now begin to jump on the conspirator train. Burp, burp, train going to Washington. So deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy. Okay, and I'm going to enlighten the people to what I'm speaking about. Yeah. Me, Ange P, was making people aware that do not trust Bill Gates. Yeah. No more Bill Gates. Billing no more Gates. Deep world conspiracy, ain't it? And I was making the people know that do not trust Dr. Fauci. Yeah. The foul man. Quack, 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 quack. Deep controversy, ain't it? And which within most people did not take the warning seriously. Yeah, I know many people did, but many people, which too many people did not take the warning. They take the warning with an insult, yeah. But nevertheless, we've got to do what we've got to do. So all the dalliance has now starting to fall apart. People has now opened their eyes and realized that Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates cannot be trusted. Deep world conspiracy, deep controversy, and it goes deeper and deeper than we, the people, will think. Yeah? And I have said quite a few things in few programs, especially in the last two other episodes. Yeah? And I promised the people the follow-up. And the follow-up, which I promised the people, and one of the promise is I would bring the information with the connection towards not just America and France with links and financial ties and funding to the Wuhan laboratory and virus, but also Canada. deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy, ain't it? Yeah. And I know when I was saying these things from up in last year, most people must be looking at Andrew P saying, God damn it, what the heck is he saying? Yeah. And it's not just, I'm not being biased, but it's not just one and two people from over India and other regions who maybe take the message lightly and try to talk me out of my position. But I have faced even more heat from Westerners, people living out here in the Western world just as me, because I'm living in Western Caribbean. Ain't it? Yeah, and I have seen many people have even leave me voicemail, yeah, emails and other things saying that They are thanking me and they are sorry because for what they have said about me because of the standing which I take and the fact that I dare to have the balls and the guts to say that it's not China one is in this thing. This thing is a world conspiracy cook-up, world globalist link. And it also have connections to do with leading Western countries. Everyone was at Andrew P running me over the galaxy. Yep. Lucky thing I have my spaceship. Zoom. Deep world conspiracy, ain't it? Now to see these things unfold right in front of our eyes, people are now beginning to smell the coffee and not just smell the coffee, but taste it.
Power off.
Yeah. People are now beginning to not just smell the coffee, but taste the coffee. Ain't it? Natural coffee, sugar, no cream. Ain't it? So, natural coffee, sugar, no cream. Ain't it wonderful? Ain't it wonderful, my listeners? Ain't it wonderful, all my listeners?
Pairing successfully.
Yeah? Ain't it so beautiful and wonderful? Yet to see things rich. I'm not laughing, I'm not happy of how things is playing out. But can't say Andrew P didn't warn you. Cannot say Andrew P didn't tell you people. And up to now, the truth is in public domain, right in front of people's eyes. People are so hard-headed and stubborn to accept the truth. Cannot believe that things like this could happen. Cannot believe that these high official elective people in which we elect and hold up so much high esteem and high regards could stoop low and do these things. Poof. Natural coffee, sugar, no cream. Wake up and smell the coffee. Taste the coffee, my people. It's too goddamn sweet. Yeah. These people has been tricking we the people. Tricking us for so many centuries in front of the camera and the meetings and the banquets. These people put on a nice parade in their nice suit. Yeah, these people have our minds and brains well captivated to what they want us to captivate our brains to. Not towards the things in which will liberate us, the people, and help we, the people. So we, the people, fall for the image in which the media give to us of these people. Deep world conspiracy, deep controversy, and backed up with what the media has flashing in front of our face. These people are big doctorate, big professors, big degrees, big universities. Yeah, so we all swallow the pill without even drinking some water. Hey, is there any water in the pipe, man? I'm thirsty. Deep world conspiracy, ain't it? So these people continue to wrap up our brains around their fingers because these people are not idiots are dunce. These people are intelligent and bright intellect society people. So they know exactly what to do to captivate our minds, well backed up by corporate media conglomerates. So these people push things, policies, and we the ordinary people out here in the world. Before the media was running with Donald Trump, most people in the world didn't even know that this guy exists. Until out of the blues and the jazz and the rock and roll, Here comes Donald Trump. Deep world conspiracy, ain't it? So, a man who most of the people in the world didn't even have a clue about, nor know about, maybe just quite a handful, few of us, becomes one of the most popular man, if not the most popular man, in space of overnight. He didn't become popular because most people all over the world know him because of things he has done. He has become popular and accepted by people because that's what the media, corporate, give to the people. And the intelligent elite upper class, the higher echelon, the deep state. So these people can get up tomorrow morning and move the popularity from Trump to now it's Biden. Biden hands, deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy, ain't it? And we the people has to open up our eyes and be wise of these people and their cooked up scheme. So pay key attention to what's going on in the world. It's not Andrew P who has said it. It's Andrew P who has re-said it. Here we go.
All right, here we go. For nearly a year, Dr. Anthony Fauci talked little about the coronavirus lab leak theory, right? We know that, but did he pressure other scientists to do the same? You got a new report in USA Today. It revealed. All right, here we go. For nearly a year, Dr. Anthony Fauci talked little about the coronavirus lab leak theory, right? We know that, but did he pressure other scientists to do the same? You got a new report in USA Today. It reveals that a secret meeting happened in February 2020 to discuss COVID origins. Prior to that meeting, infectious disease expert Dr. Christian Anderson told Fauci the virus may have been engineered. But just days after the meeting, the article reveals that Anderson miraculously switched his point of view, suggesting the lab leak is a fringe crackpot theory. So,
okay. So there goes even more and more damaging facts of how wicked these deep state elite people are. These people are heartless, ain't it? Imagine. Does the listeners and people out there feel like Dr. Fauci one could wield such authority and power in America to go behind the government back and the health authority and the federal and everyone to fund this thing on his own? Does Dr. Fauci alone financially could finance such thing? Deep world conspiracy, ain't it? So we all know Dr. Fauci is not innocent, but Dr. Fauci is just the jockyard man. He is just the man who is going to take the fall. Deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy, ain't it? And anyone with sense can see that and know that Dr. Fauci could not fund all that and pull all that connections and strings globally all by himself. Zara, ain't it? Deep world conspiracy. So pay key attention, all my listeners.
We begin tonight Joe Biden's disastrous first trip abroad, now entering week two, and Europe's leaders, they are...
Pay key attention, all my listeners. Pay key attention. Key attention. Okay, so pay key attention to the Dr. Fauci connections and links.
Bill Gates is the co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The Microsoft co-founder is one of the world's most well-known and most respected philanthropists. His organization's programs work across the globe in several key areas, including health, education, economic development, and gender equality.
I'm Andy Serwer, Editor-in-Chief of Yahoo Finance, and I'm joined by...
Okay, so there goes one of Dr. Fauci's most main influential financial backer. Deep world conspiracy, deep controversy, ain't it? Yeah. Deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy. And for all the disclaimers, listeners out there, it's not Andrew P. who said it. It's the news report who said it. All Andrew P. did was just reset it. Natural coffee, sugar, no cream, ain't it? Deep world conspiracy.
Bill Gates co-chair.
Bill Gates is the co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The Microsoft co-founder is one of the world's most well-known and most respected philanthropists. His organization's programs work across the globe in several key areas, including health, education, economic development, and gender equality.
Okay, yeah, and it's none other than Captain America himself, Bill Gates. Deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy, ain't it? Yeah, deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy. And we all know that if Bill Gates and wife foundation is also wrapped up in bed with Dr. Fauci and the Wuhan Laboratory Institution. Well, naturally, it's not just Bill Gates alone. There are more other people. Yeah, deep world conspiracy. And I gather from more intelligence and informations out there is that more people are implicated in this thing, and there are more connection. Rich could connect more people in some high places. Yeah. High way up in the sky. Yeah. Deep world conspiracy, deep controversy, ain't it? So let's pay key attention to what the media is saying. Yeah. Let's pay key attention to what Chicky Little Fox is saying.
I'm Andy Serwer, Editor-in-Chief of Yahoo Finance, and I'm joined by Bill Gates, co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So we're 7 months in, Bill, since the pandemic really hit the United States late October. What's your assessment of how the U.S. has handled the pandemic?
Well, sadly, as we go into the fall, the number of cases and deaths is going to go back up again. And the reason those numbers are so high is partly because our response was very poor. Our testing, our messages about masks and social distancing make us.
Okay, so there goes the devil in an angel disguise. Yeah, all these preparation and all these things in which they were all telling the people and predicting and saying these things. These guys all knew what happened and all have their money invested in the same institute investing in virus. Deep world conspiracy. So all these things they were telling we the people and the public were nothing but bullshit. Yep. I does not give a heck what no one want to say. If you are still living in denial and delusion and confusion with blindfold around your eyes, you can continue. Yep, the end of the road is down there. Deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy. These people all knew what were going down, and these people all had the vaccine first and for yourself long time. They have the antidote long time. I don't know what they was waiting on to give it to the people. Yeah. Deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy. You notice through all of the virus and all of the measures in which they handed out to the people, especially wearing masks and unsanitized, these people wasn't keeping check even on their self and that. Yeah. These people were all playing us for a fool. They all knew what was happening. Yeah. Bill Gates, Fauci, you know, I gather information. I won't even go too much deep in it, but from certain source in which I gather the information, I hear that also Trumpet is involved. Deep world conspiracy, ain't it? But we are waiting on that one to come out public. We ain't been the first one to push that one for all the disclaimers. Yep. For all the disclaimers. Yep. Trumpet is in it. Bam, bam. Bam, 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 bam. Deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy, as we doing it in the right way, doing the right, having fun meanwhile we doing it, ain't it? Yeah, and you're listening to the World Conspiracy Talk Show. So let's pay key attention to what the head of our gate is saying. Yeah, Bill Gates, build the most separation gates.
Near the bottom in terms of rich countries and our tech is going to go back up again. And
has handled the pandemic.
Well, sadly, as we go into the fall, the number of cases and deaths is going to go back up again. And the reason those numbers are so high is partly because our response was very poor. Our testing, our messages about masks and social distancing make us near the bottom in terms of rich countries and how bad the epidemic has been.
Do you anticipate it getting even worse in the winter weather?
Yes, the amount of time you spend indoors, the fact that people are not getting clear messages and they're tired of the restrictions, and the fact that as it's colder, your upper respiratory tract doesn't do a good job of suppressing the virus. So your that seasonal transmission level.
Okay, so there goes the devil in angel disguise. I don't know what people is going to say, and I don't know what people believe. Yeah, and I ain't reading people's minds. And I ain't here to tell people what to believe. Yeah. But for me, when Bill Gates say run, I would walk. A matter of fact, I would turn back. Ain't it? Deep world controversy, deep world conspiracy. This guy, everywhere he goes and his money trail goes, there's nothing but problems for the people. Yeah, for the people, and maybe not all, because you have quite a few, if not more than quite a few handful, in which this guy is handing out sweets and money too, especially the corporate media conglomerate and the politicians. Yep, those are the people who are happy for these kind of people. Ain't it? Yeah. Do you imagine my people? Yeah. Just imagine the thought that these people have to spend billions of dollars experimenting on something to kill mankind. It's not alien these people are using and testing these things on. It's not iron. It's we the people. Ain't it? We the people. So why can't we the people open our eyes and see? Yeah, open our eyes and see the truth. Yeah. And I want to say enough respect goes out to all the people over there in Canada. Yeah, over there in Canada. Say hello to all the Canadians. Don't feel no way. Don't hold any feelings, any grudge towards entropy. I'm just doing the thing which is right. And rich should be done. Deep world conspiracy, ain't it? So, pay key attention, all my listeners. Key attention, especially if you are living over there in Canada. Yeah, nice, nice, sweet Canada. Canada.
It's suspicious. It's alarming. It's frightening. It's perhaps life-threatening.
Amir Adaran is both a legal and medical expert who says Ottawa needs to explain what happened.
There's no reason for Ottawa to be secretive about this. We already know that they've sent Ebola virus to China and that they're working with the Chinese military scientists. This is known. What else are they hiding?
See?
Okay, so there goes. And that's over there in Canada, in Ottawa. The reporter CBC is in the street asking the people how they feel about these things, and the people over there accept the knowledge and admitting on camera that yes, everyone in Ottawa know that the Canadian government was funding and experimenting with virus over there in the Wuhan laboratory. Yeah, and the Canadians send a sample of the Ebola over there. And if anyone doubt Andrew P, they can look up this on CBC. Deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy, ain't it? So why people couldn't accept it? Just as how I deliver it to them. I don't see anyone building any fuss with CBC. I don't see any placard, any demonstration out by their office over there in Ottawa. deep conspiracy, deep world controversy, ain't it? And even the people over there in Ottawa in Canada accept that and know. It's just we, the people, certain people who are uninformed, uneducated, do not sit and watch nothing, interested, not learn nothing. These are the people who are quick to push down other things and bash off other people's facts. Deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy, ain't it? And Andrew P was saying these things long, long time before CBC even had a clue. Because I can recall in last year, these times, CBC was a safe station, rich. You could hardly mention anything about coronavirus and which had anything to do bad or say anything about Bill Gates or Donald Trump or Fauci made this virus or some link. So they are all beginning to wise up and open up their eyes. Deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy, ain't it? So Andrew P is ahead of them game. Yeah. It took them 1 year and probably a few months to catch up. Yeah. Too many fries, man. Need more ketchup. Deep world conspiracy. So why people out here are behaving hard-headed to the facts like it's something in which we just sit and build, or we are just a conspirator making up conspiracy. Yeah, well, if I'm a conspirator making up conspiracy, you people out here are living in total denial and lies.
BC News has learned that
it's suspicious, it's alarming, it's frightening, it's perhaps life-threatening.
Amir Adaran is both a legal and medical expert who says Ottawa needs to explain what happened.
There's no reason for Ottawa to be secretive about this. We already know that they've sent Ebola virus to China and that they're working with the Chinese military scientists. This is not.
Okay. And it's Canadian citizens over there in Ottawa saying this. It's not even the reporter. Buster Rhymes in the place. Buster, bust. Ever since Sheriff Hemborn, Jimmy Quattro, Andrew P. Always of the hammer and the nail, Deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy. Yeah, as we having fun, meanwhile we doing it. Yeah, deep world controversy, ain't it? So let's finish paying attention to what people over there in Canada is saying. Nice Canada. Yeah, so the Canadians, scientists, and we know it's from behalf of the government over there. It's not just Fauci and these guys come together. These people were doing it from behalf of the nation, coming straight from the top. The harder come straight from the top. So Canada sent a sample of the Ebola virus over there to experiment. Yeah, it wasn't Andrew P. who said it, although I was saying the exact things a long time ago. But now it's CBC and many other networks in the world. True first-hand investigation is now saying it. And now the table turned. It's not Andrew P. who is repeating it. It's they who are repeating it. Deep world conspiracy, ain't it? So let's pay key attention to what the Canadians have to say.
What else? Perhaps life-threatening?
Amir Adaran is both a legal and medical expert who says Ottawa needs to explain what happened.
There's no reason for Ottawa to be secretive about this. We already know that they've sent Ebola virus to China and that they're working with the Chinese militants. This is known. What else are they hiding?
CBC News has learned that months before being escorted out of Canada's highest security microbiology lab, federal scientist Jian Go Chu sent 30 vials of 15 different strains of Ebola and Hennepin virus to...
Okay, so the Canadians sent 30 strains of 15 different virus to the Wuhan laboratory. Yeah, and Andrew P. was saying these things long time ago. Long time ago, that China one could not cook up such a soup and porridge and give to us out here without leading Western countries. And many people take me on. Now look at what's unfolding in front of our eyes. So Dr. Fauci was doing it from behalf of the American government, because we know Dr. Fauci one couldn't just pull such string to order back a program in which Obama scrapped funding for it and put a halt to the program as according to the reports they are giving us. Yeah, and Trump wasn't into it either. So are you telling we the people out here that Donald Fauci could pull such string over the presidents? No, it's deeper than that. And we have played the tape already. Yeah, we have played the audio already showing in which the link and the connection with Bill Gates, Fauci, and all of them. So the puss is now out of the bag. The puss is now out of the bag. And it's not Andrew P. this trip alone who is saying it. These things in which I'm sharing with the people is in public domain and every public media platform. Yeah.
So Wuhan, China.
It's suspicious. It's alarming. It's frightening. It's perhaps life-threatening.
Amir Adaran is both a legal and medical expert who says Ottawa needs to explain what happened.
There's no reason for Ottawa to be secretive about this. We already know that they've sent Ebola virus to China and that they're working with the Chinese military scientists. This is known. What else are they hiding?
CBC News has learned that months before being escorted out of Canada's highest security microbiology lab, federal scientist Jian Guoqiu sent 30 vials of 15 different strains of Ebola and henepavirus to Wuhan, China. Coronavirus was not a part of that shipment. Access to information documents show the head of the lab in Winnipeg and his bosses in Ottawa had questions, asking in emails where the package was going, what was inside, and if it had the proper paperwork. The Public Health Agency of Canada says this shipment is not connected to the ongoing RCMP and internal investigation, but it won't say what is.
One of the leading reasons that China might want to have a large catalog of Ebola.
Okay, so there goes the world saga. There goes the world saga, the world order. Yeah, in full gear. Yeah, in full gear. Deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy. Ain't it? Ain't it, my people? Ain't it? Ain't it? And do not be afraid and scared, my people. Yeah, do not feel like these things are joking or is just a conspirator saying these things. No, these things are real fact. These people are experimenting with all sort of virus and using animals and insects to mutate the virus. Yeah. And it has ties to do with even the WHO, the World Health Organization, World Health Hide Organization, Hid the Truth, Hide the Truth. They are all involved in it. This is why the WHO takes so long to branded the corona a world pandemic virus. Because the WHO have the first hand information and know that this was a virus which they were experiment with, which get loose, or maybe even deliberate, I don't know. So the WHO was giving their colleagues time to clean up their mess and also helping to hide the truth. That's the reason why the WHO haven't slapped any charges on China or put down their hands or laid down their feet on any pressure so far. Deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy, ain't it? Yeah, and people with sense know these things and can cross the T and dot the I's and make the connection. Because most of these people are all member who involving these things are all member of the WHO, the World Health Organization. It's an organization where people from all over the world, all different countries, send their representation, scientists or top doctors. So it's a world order thing. And they all know and cooked up the world together with their Samphi. All of the members which represent all of their country who is working in the WHO World Health Organization Department know. And they all come to the world press conference and the meeting they keep and sing a different tune for the people. Yes, sing a different song for the people. They all banded together in it. Deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy. And you notice in these new developments, they can, the West can't point any fingers on China and say it's China who is cooking up these stories. It's China media who's saying it. No, it's not Chinese media who has done these underground first hand investigations. And people are sending first hand things too. No, it's the Westerners out here. Sky News from way up in the sky in Australia sky. Now it's CBC and Fox is also on it. CNN, MSNBC, BBC, you name all the rivers and mountains and sea. Deep world controversy, deep world conspiracy, ain't it? Can't you see? Yeah. So these are not no CGTN Chinese cooked up media story. Yeah. These are not no cooked up stories. So far, Dr. Fauci is in serious problems right now. If most people are well in tune to what is going on and pay key attention to the media. Yeah. Deep world conspiracy, deep controversy, ain't it? So the Canadians from over there in Ottawa. Yeah, when I say Canadians, no disrespect to the people. It's not the people, it's the deep state, the elite over there. So they're all in it. Mackerel is in it. Sardine is in it. Bully beef is in it. Satchis is in it. Read between the lines, my people. Read between the lines. Between the lines.
Genetic material is because they're...
Read between the lines, my people. Read between the lines. Deep world conspiracy. Deep world controversy. As the controversy go deeper and deeper. As the controversy get brighter and brighter. Yeah, because these people ain't hiding what they are doing. They are doing it in plain sight for all of us to see. Lights, camera, action. And you're listening to the World Conspiracy Talk Show with your host, Andrew P, as we count down.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. World Conspiracy Talk Show with your host Andrew P and the Conspiracy Journey. And the Conspiracy Show doesn't end here. Not quite yet, not yet, not yet. Yeah, not yet. You heard? New York Knicks, yeah. Yeah, Nets. Yeah, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet. Okay, as we continue on the conspiracy saga, New World Order.
10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, World Conspiracy Talk Show. Yeah, hop and run in. Yeah. Having a little bit of fun while we do it. Yeah. And this is a World Conspiracy Talk Show. Yep. Where we deal with facts, not HBO and Cinemax. No, and we does not teach people about aliens nor Bigfoot. And we does not teach people impossible things. Yeah. Man flying. Yeah, deep work conspiracy. And we does not believe in reptilians. No. Yeah, deep world conspiracy. As we deal with the real issues, the real concerning facts, real things which has to do with real people in real life in real times. Yeah, we don't teach people about time traveling machines and all these goddamn things. No. Yeah, and these people, deep state elite co-corporate mystery Babylon, who's in charge of the world system organization in which we the people out here live out in the world, because it's a world globalist, selfish entrepreneurs. Yeah, world capitalists. Yeah. So these people does not want we the people to be privileged to the real truth. They rather for us to live in total darkness and denial. And some of us, we the people, look like we totally love living in those ways. Ain't it? Damn, man. Need to lift up your head, people. Way up in the sky like Sky News. Deep world conspiracy. So the deep state and the elites, co-corporate world globalists, they are experimenting in their labs day and night. Take it from Andrew P, believe me on that. And they are trying to mutate genetically human DNA to mix with animal, insects, and many things. Yeah, these sick goddamn bastards. Yeah, they are nothing but a goddamn little twat. Yeah, real goddamn geezers. Yeah, deep world conspiracy, ain't it? So for all who are doubting the information, pay key attention. Left, right. Yep. Left, right.
Human chimeras living among us, it's only science fiction for right now. Yesterday, the Senate passed the Endless Frontier Act, a bill that commits nearly 200... Human chimeras living among us, it's only science fiction for right now. Yesterday, the Senate passed the Endless Frontier Act, a bill that commits nearly $250 billion to promote emerging technologies so that America can keep pace with Chinese innovation. Back in May, Democrats shot down an important amendment outlawing U.S. participation in research that would create human-animal hybrids, also known as chimeras. China's already...
Okay, so there goes validation, verification code. Yeah. My God. Yeah. There goes. So, a few days ago, the American Senate signed off on the bill and passed the bill to grant $200 billion to the America Research Department to experiment in these human DNA mixed animal mutated animals. Yeah, ain't it so amazing, my listeners? Ain't that goddamn amazing? Wow. Meanwhile, people out here suffering and dying, people can't find place to sleep, no work, people can't find food to eat. They say food is getting short, people is getting too much, land is getting scarce, people are populated too much, and there goes $200 billion US go down the drain to experiment human DNA with rats, animals, and insects. God damn it, people, can't you open your eyes and see? These goddamn deep state elite rich people, with these blasted scientists, they are going to experiment and kill all of us. Hey, they are going to experiment and kill all of us. Yeah. If not by the leakage of their virus, by their bad food, their fertilizers, their chemicals, their preservatives, all natural, 100% organic, no adjective, ain't it? Deep world conspiracy.
You're doing it. Human chimeras living among us, it's only science fiction for right now. Yesterday, the Senate passed the Endless Frontier Act, a bill that commits nearly $250 billion to promote emerging technologies so that America can keep pace with Chinese innovation. Back in May, Democrats shot down an important amendment outlawing U.S. participation in research that would create human-animal hybrids, also known as chimeras. China's already doing it, announcing in April that an international team successfully grew human-monkey...
Okay. And there goes, they successfully breeded a human monkey. Whoa, if I laugh. deep world conspiracy, ain't it? Yeah, and the excuses, these people are saying China is doing it, so they have to be in the game too. And this is what I'm trying to tell all the people and make my listeners know, it's not just China or America or one country in these things. They're all in it together because it's a race and they're all segregated in clans and groups. So maybe even our countries in which we live in, governments could be secretly funding these things and we does not know. Biochemical warfare in order to deliver devastation blow on the enemy. And they do not know that the only enemy these people are going to use these things on and try these things on, it's us, we the people. Because if they are to fire it on the next army, the next army is also in research and experiment, and these guys got their suits and masks and their own vaccines too. So it's just we the people out here, the ordinary people, with no underground bunker like Bill Gates. Can't shelter none of those things under Rihanna umbrella. Yeah. My God, we are underneath the cellar. Deep conspiracy, deep world controversy. We are the ones who are going to be left out vulnerable. Yeah, and I mean that, left out vulnerable. You think goddamn Bill Gates is going to share his secret eye underground bunker with me and you? Deep world conspiracy, deep world conspiracy.
Embryos, and sustained them for 20 days in a lab. The only question is, act a bill that commits nearly 200 human chimeras living among us. It's only science fiction for right now. Yesterday, the Senate passed the Endless Frontier Act, a bill that commits nearly $250 billion to promote emerging technologies so that America can keep pace with Chinese innovation. Back in May, Democrats shot down an important amendment outlawing U.S. participation in research that would create human-animal hybrids, also known as chimeras. China is already doing it, announcing in April that an internet...
Okay, human-animal hybrid. Yeah. Deep world conspiracy. Yeah. And these people have been doing these things for a long, long time. Don't be scared, my people. Don't be frightened. Don't be shocked. But here comes the shocker bomb, heart attack. These people has been giving us these mutations, things to eat long time in their new hybrid cows, goats, big breed sheeps, yeah, those nice big breed goats, yeah, those nice pretty little white fowls. Deep world conspiracy, ain't it? And don't mention even in the food, those nice GM genetical modified crop, those pretty well orange carrots. Ain't it? Those well yellow orange juice. And when you squeeze those orange, there's no juice in them. No juice in them. No juice in them. I guess the tank run dry. Deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy, ain't it? Yeah. So it's in all sector. It's in all department and all shelves worldwide. These people are going to kill us one by one. And what to make things even worse, these big elites does not eat these things. These people doesn't eat these things. Yeah. Don't watch what you see on the TV. You see these people with plate in their hands, pretending like they are eating. It's different product these people are eating. These people are not going to eat these things. They make these things for the poorer class of people and a middle class of people out here in the world to help starvation, get rid of poor. Yeah, they literally mean it, get rid of poor. Yeah, these people ain't getting rid of poverty and poor with these foods. They are getting rid of we the people.
Team successfully grew human monkey embryos and sustained them for 20 days in a lab. The only question is, what will they do next? Currently, the National Institutes of Health has banned U.S. funding for chimeric research, but that ban could very well be lifted. And who's to say that these agencies will play by the rules anyway? Remember, President Obama banned funding for gain of function research back in 2014, but New York AD found a way around it. They laundered, it's the NIAID group, and they laundered hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Wuhan Institute of Virology through a nonprofit group called the Echo Health Alliance.
Okay, so there goes, even the health industry mutated foods and plants have links and money connection and laundering to the Wuhan laboratory. I've been telling you people a long time, this thing could never happen in China, could never pull such a fucking trick on we the people out here and everyone out here without the help of the Westerners, leading countries. And which influential country is more influential out here in the West more than America, France, Canada, and many more? deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy, ain't it? Yeah. These people could not pull a haya hum hoo chang chang nunchuckle right underneath our nose without the help of leading Western countries. And there goes the connection. It's not Andrew P who has made it up. It's not Andrew P who has said it. All I did is just reset it. Yeah. Life, man, life. It's so amazing. The puss is out of the bag. The truth can no longer be old. I wonder how many of us people out here in the West feel. I'm not disrespecting or throwing any word because I'm living out here in the West too. But I'm one of the people out here in the West, which my eyes is well open. And our leaders out here, because they are the leaders of the control of the world global system. Ain't it? So nothing cannot go down in the big sea without the whale and the shark and dolphin. No. Ain't it logic? Yeah, the crocodiles and these people, because they are the ones who run the Pacific Oceans, the rivers and everywhere. They are the big dogs. Ruff, ruff, ruff. Yeah. Bad dogs too, because if you don't comply, these guys lead bomb campaign on you, sanction your country, yeah. Embargoment, don't mention, the card pack is long. Maybe our joker is in it. Yeah, deep world conspiracy. So I'm one of the people out here in the West who is well intelligent and informed about what our Westerners out here is capable of. Yeah. And I wonder how many of us people feel when we see these things begin to unfold right in front of our eyes, in front of the media, especially most of us who were bashing China and the Chinese people and other people and saying this and that. You know, in America, this cannot happen. And if it was in America, and if it was in England, and you see where I live, in Australia and France, and this can't happen, and we deal with democratic government, and that can't happen, and this couldn't happen, and we don't have... Poof. Yeah, poof. Right in our face, right in their face. Wake up, wake up. Read the Sunday Gleaner. Smell the coffee. It's too sweet, ain't it? Taste the coffee. Yeah. It's our same country who is involved in these things. And it's our leaders who are funding these things secretly with the Chinese, not just the Chinese alone, because we ain't leaving the Chinese out of this, but it's not them alone. Ain't it? So how does many of the people feel when they wake up and see these news, see these things start to play out right in front of your eyes? Can't you imagine Dr. Fauci, the world's most brightest and brilliant mind and the leader and the fight of coronavirus? It's like in a movie, an epic movie. He's the same one who is responsible for making the disaster happening. These same people. So how does the people out here in the world and in the West feel? How does we the people feel when we look and see these things happening right in front of us, right in front of our eyes? Yeah. Our nice, nice Fauci, who wear nice, nice jacket and tie and who goes to our nice, nice church on Sunday. Yeah, secretly cooking up virus with the Chinese to dismantle millions of people. Ain't it? Yeah. And these people should be put on a list, said as all these people put Bin Laden, Saddam Hussein, Gaddafi, and other people on a list. These people should also go on these worse chastity, genocide lists. Ain't it? Yeah, because these people has outdone everyone. These people has even outdone Hitler himself, the head for the Nazi. Yeah, these people make Carlos Genge look like he's not trying. Yeah. And yet still these people are free to drive around in limousine and displaying charading on us on CNN, BBC, and Fox every day. Deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy. So that prove to we the people out here that look here, our guys, our leaders out here are really the one who's in charge of all these things. Yeah. Yeah. Our leaders are the only one out here in the world who garner and pull such power and could pull such strings. Deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy. Natural coffee, sugar no cream, ain't it?
The rest is history. Chimeric research is a Pandora's box that's obviously from hell that should not be opened. But the scientific community, spurred on by their own hubris, may very well open it, using American taxpayer dollars. And if that happens, the Democrats will have blood on their hands for not joining the GOP and stopping it when they had a chance. Joining me now for reaction, I don't even believe, Laura Logan, here we are, it's the 21st century, we're two very smart women, we have to talk about chimeras and how we maybe the government might do it. You've been very involved in great, your research and stories and coverage on certainly COVID, what's been happening there. Give me your take on the seriousness of this. China's doing it, and what we have to be aware of.
You know, Tammy, one of the things that that strikes me the most about this story is there's an old adage, you know, be careful of what you don't know. And that has never been more true than with this subject. What exactly do we not know here about how far, what is the level of involvement the U.S. has had in any kind of research like this? And what else has the NIH and other divisions of the NIH been involved in? Because when it comes to Dr. Fauci and what we know about COVID, we're just beginning to find out, right? We're at the tip of the iceberg in terms of uncovering what was really going on with gain of function research. And the whole sort of smokescreen of the Wuhan lab really obscures the fact that Dr. Fauci and the NIH through NIAID had been funding gain of function research for years. And there's a lot of money that's missing here. And there's another US agency that's missing from this equation. It's called DARPA, you know, which is the Defense Research Agency.
Okay. So there goes the pussies out of the bag. So DARPA from in America, Scientific Military Institute, where DARPA bill a lot of things for America, military and other things. So they are all involved and linking to the Wuhan facility, Scientific Research Facility. Deep, deep world conspiracy, ain't it? So with such backative and strength, that's all China could plan together with the WHO, the World Health Organization, to cook up the whole story. And I know listeners out there and my people know, based on these things, what is coming out now, that what Andrew P is saying is true. Deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy, ain't it? So it's not a China one. They all are in it together. Canadians, all of them, many of them, I don't mean the Canadians people, the ordinary people. I'm speaking about the heads of state, the deep state, the elite. Yeah, because Canadian people are very nice people. Also Chinese people. Also American people are very nice. Yeah. People are very nice out here in the world. And we, the ordinary people, are not the ones who make these decisions and these backdoor deals and these experiments. These things is the heads of state, deep state elite, the hidden hands. I gather so far Bill Gates and many, many more is linked to this Wuhan laboratory with funding Fauci and many other things. Yeah. And they say chip don't fly far from the block. That's why when other countries and people were crying for America and Johnson and these companies to share the vaccine ingredients, Bill Gates was the first one who take on the world, saying no, it should not share. Because he's heavily invested billions of dollars in it. Yeah, billions and trillions of dollars. Yeah, in the whole saga in what is going on out here in the world. And I've been telling people a long time, and many people believe it's a joke thing Andrew P is on. And I forgive all the people who didn't see through the truth and who have said quite a few things against me and the program because of those stands in which we take. Yeah, you're all forgiving. There's no heart or take holding any grudge against anyone, because some of the time, all of us cannot be privileged to certain information. And some of the time we may look down on a one and the information in which they are saying, but no man is perfect in the earth except the Almighty, and no one is better than none. Yeah, I may good at knowing certain things and seek out certain things. There are things out there in which can be seek out too, and know in which I may never have a clue of. Yeah. Deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy. Yeah, so now all things started to play out right in our eyes. Ain't it, people? Yeah, so it's not the Chinese one who's involved in this world pandemic. Yeah. Andrew P was saying it. Yeah, John Marrock was saying it. Quite a few other people was saying it. I maybe not can recall all of them name, but quite a few people out there see right through the lies. So even DARPA from America is involved. and many other institutions in America is linked to this place and funding and experimenting. Also, the mutation food in which they are giving us, yeah, the new hybrid cows, goats and these things, pigs and these things, yeah. Most of these companies all have linked to the Wuhan, Science Institution. Yeah, they all have linked to it. And it's not Andrew P. who has made it up. All Andrew P. did was break it up.
So what we're beginning to find out, right? We're at the tip of the iceberg in terms of uncovering what was really going on with gain of function research. And the whole sort of smokescreen of the Wuhan lab really obscures the fact that Dr. Fauci and the NIH through NIAID had been funding gain of function research for years. And there's a lot of money that's missing here. And there's another US agency that's missing from this equation. It's called DARPA, you know, which is the Defense Research Agency. So what were DARPA and Dr. Fauci and the NIH doing with gain of function and various other programs like this one, which we know so little about? And this is really the moment now for a reckoning. This is time for the American people to start paying attention to these bills that pass through Congress, that get banned, that get unbanned, that get circumvented, and just to start asking real accountability. Because what we've seen is that the coronavirus, you know, that spread all over the world and caused such panic and still causes such hysteria in so many quarters. Well, you just speak to someone like an oncologist who deals with bone marrow cancer. They'll tell you that they've been identifying hundreds of coronaviruses for years and years. And so this is one of many subjects that we know very, very little about. And every day that goes by, we get the stench of manipulation and dishonesty is growing stronger.
Yeah, and I think this is part.
Okay, and she has said it. Well done. We have been manipulated. Yeah, we have been manipulated. We the people. Yeah, no joke, no lie, no doubt. And sometimes we the people allow ourselves to be manipulated because the truth is right in front of us to choose. But we choose to do the opposite. Yeah, we choose to do the otherwise. Yeah. And sometimes we hold too much high esteem and believe in these people. Yeah. Too much high esteem and believe in these people. Believing that, wow, you know, this guy is a father. Yeah. He's a Catholic father and he's a preacher. So he could not done none of those wrongs in which we have here. Maybe he has not molested those children for you. Yeah, we have been living in delusion and cooking up confusion in our brain. But if you were to hear that it was Andrew P., it was alleged against tomorrow morning, you would all jump to conclusion and say, yes, it's him. Yeah, deep world conspiracy, ain't it?
Part of what allows us to find this information out, you know, there's the theory that ignorance is bliss, right? And yes, not being aware of things is kind of peaceful. But the fact of the matter is, these things happen anyway. And this particular bill, and this is what Congress tends to do, was about trying to, you know, keep up with China, but then it became a Christmas tree. And there was like over 200 amendments, and all the lobbyists got in because, of course, it's going to have to pass. So get in whatever it is you want. And this is what they do without any consideration about the impact on the average person. You know, COVID is one thing, right? Mass death. Here you're talking about changing the nature of life. And this is what, of course, is so shocking to me. We got just a couple of seconds left, but this is a real game changer.
It is. And you know what's so interesting about it to me, Tammy? I'm not particularly religious, but what it keeps reminding you of, we can create robots that mimic humans. Now we want to take animals and humans and blend them. We also want to take meat and we want to grow some version of food
this is
in
all
a laboratory from the cells of meat. But you know what we can't do? We can't create life. We as human beings don't create life, and no amount of ingenuity and science is going to change that.
And the things that we do, Laura, thank you so much. This is the kind of things that get you karmically, and we've got to stand up for ourselves for everything that...
Click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis. You will not get it anywhere else.
Okay. So there goes deep controversy, deep world conspiracy. As the conspiracy get better and better, deep world controversy. So the world leaders, the world global heartless systems has been using our taxpaying money to fund all of these research. All of these research, which is going to paralyze we the people. Just imagine what coronavirus did. So imagine if something else, which is more deadlier and dangeroser, was to be released. we will be all blowing away with the breeze. All gone with the breeze, man. These things are deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy. And let's pay key attention to what China has to say about what's going on.
China's pushing back against claims that COVID-19 may have started in one of its labs. The country's ramping up propaganda defending the Wuhan Virology Institute and the World Health Organization's study into the virus. China's now trying to call out the United States, asking for an investigation into its government labs. And joining me now to discuss this is James Carafano, Heritage Foundation Vice President for National Security and Foreign Policy. James, thank you for joining. Well, this is probably, I hope this isn't too cynical a view, but it does sound like the old playbook that when you've got something to hide, you point the finger everywhere else.
Yeah, well, the problem is I think they're exploiting a weakness in the Biden administration. I mean, Biden foreign policy is turning out to be a happy meal, and you open the box and there's nothing in the box. So it's like the happy meal without the meal. So, I mean, the Biden That's said, look, we're going to be tough on China. We're going to demand the World Health Organization investigate China, and we're going to demand that China cooperate in the investigation. They say that knowing for a fact that neither of those things are going to happen. So essentially, they have a policy of nothing. So they essentially create a space for the Chinese to move into to counter move. So this is, we're going to see a lot of this, and not just with China, by essentially backing off and trying to disengage, much like the Obama administration did. They're opening up spaces for other guys. So they think they're being so smart because they think they're taking on very little risk. But what they are doing is they're freeing up the other guys to kind of take advantage. We saw it in Putin in the press conference, essentially going after the U.S. because he got to speak first in the press conference. And now we see the Chinese, because the U.S. response is so weak, say, we'll just go attack the U.S.
James, do you think we're gonna need China's cooperation, which obviously we're not going to get, to discover whether or not this leaked from a lab? Or do you think there's going to be enough intelligence that we have, that other countries have, that scientific evidence that we may be able to piece together that will make a pretty convincing case that actually this did come out of the lab?
Well, I think that is the course of action. We should have a relentless, unforgiving, unrelenting intelligence investigation, not just because we need to know where the virus came from, because we do actually, but that will always keep the Chinese on their toes, because then you have to think 24/7, 365, every scientist, every piece of information, every piece of paper, every electron that might identify malicious activity by you, you have to lock down. And the Americans are coming for that every single day. That will not only put a lot of pressure on them, it will make them think twice before they try to hide stuff in the future.
And James, just very quickly on a different topic.
Okay, so there goes deep world conspiracy. deep world controversy, and if these things which are happening out here in the world isn't deep world conspiracy and deep world controversy, then I don't know what is a controversy. maybe I don't know what is a conspiracy. Or maybe I'm part of the conspiracy with the aliens. We gotta blame it on the aliens. They are the one who's taking over Earth and causing all these things, controlling people with their telepathic mind powers. From way up in the sky, from Sky News. Yeah, deep world conspiracy, deep world controversy. Yeah. Yes, my listeners, as we come to an end of the programs, of the program where we is about to pull the curtain, let in some sunlight, some breeze, you know? Yeah, ain't it?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, and here he goes, the end of the World Conspiracy Talk Show. Yeah, the end of the program till we meet again, all my listeners. Yeah. Yeah, all my beautiful listeners, and thanks for your time listening to the World Conspiracy Talk Show, in which we will be back, yeah, in a few, with more and more galore in store for the people, okay, yeah. Thank you.